Now, let's have a look at the facts. Temporary and permanent partner visas, which were currently at $4,575, have increased to $6,865. Provisional and permanent partner visas have now increased to $4,627, up from $3,085. And prospective marriage visas have increased to $4,627. That's a 50% increase for any Australian who's fallen in love or married a foreigner. In, on their application process, what does that mean for the majority of your clients who are applying to live with their partners in Australia?
The reality of the price increase is that applying for a partner visa it can be very, very expensive. Unfortunately, you've got to look at it in the broader context of application fee increases. So it's not a matter of it simply increasing by 50%. It's actually increased three times in 18 months. So if we go back to when the first price increases were, which was in July 2013, we've seen a price increase of almost $3,500, roughly speaking, across each category. So when you look at it in the broader picture, it's almost unaffordable for the average couple, particularly if you've got a situation where you've got more than one applicant. So, for example, that fee increase is for a single applicant. Let's take a situation where you've got an applicant who has a child over or under 18, then you have to factor in those costs as well as incidental costs related to the application, such as medical, police clearance. So you're looking at an overall application fee now of $10,000, which for many couples can be simply out of reach.
Were any of the respective key stakeholders, such as yourself, were you guys informed about this before it was announced in the news? How about those applying for visas? How did you guys come to learn about these changes?
The changes were actually... we were only notified of the changes shortly before Christmas, and that notification was with respect to those increases coming into effect from the 1st of January 2015. So effectively we were given a month's notice, which in terms of visa applications is a very short period of time to come up with a lot of cash. So there were a lot of people very surprised, including myself, by the proposed changes, particularly when we do expect to see increases in visa application charges each year, but that's around the 1st of July. So we were taken aback by the changes.
Now, as you said, these changes came into force on January 1st. They were announced in the mid-year budget review. They say they'll raise $373.6 million in revenue over the next 4 years. Figures show that over the previous decade, that the number of migrants using partner visas have tripled from 15,000 to 47,500 in 2013-14. Does the rapid increase justify the price hike, or do you think there are better ways to tackle migration issues rather than revenue raising?
There are definitely better ways of revenue raising across the migration sphere. As you can appreciate, there are hundreds of thousands of visa applications made across a broad range of categories each year. So if the purpose of these price increases was simply revenue raising, then it would have been a lot more fair to spread the costs across the different visa categories. So let's say, for example, each category was raised by $50 to $100, then that wouldn't significantly affect an applicant's ability to pursue the visa of their choice. Simply applying it to one category obviously is very disadvantageous for people applying for a partner visa. So there were better ways that revenue raising could have been done in these circumstances. But I suppose it's one of those areas where when the government's looking at revenue raising, whether or not they increase or decrease the application charge in the partner visa area, it's one of those areas where there's going to be the same amount of applications whether or not you increase or decrease the charge. So for the government's point of view with respect to revenueing, they're soft targets. It's not like another area of a government service where you could say, you could choose another option. If you're a couple in love, then you simply have no choice but to pay this fee.
Another issue that comes with the rapid influx is marriage scams. Statistics show that over the last 4 years, 1,053 visas have been cancelled due to fake relationships and or partners living overseas. What's your comment on this?
There's always going to be fraudulent applications. Fraud is not isolated to partner visa applications. You'll find fraud perpetrated in every area of visa applications. So raising revenue isn't going to necessarily deter fraudulent applications. Australia is the lucky country, and there are people that are very desperate to come here. In the context of visa applications, obviously, it is in some respects easier to try and prove a relationship than it is to try and prove, for example, that you're a skilled teacher trying to apply for a visa that way. So I don't think the government can rely on the argument that raising the visa application fee is going to deter fraudulent applications. There's really no correlation between those statistics.
Now, it's interesting that you said that Australia is the lucky country. Australian unemployment has steadily risen to 6.3% since 2012 and shows no real signs of it going down anytime soon. Can we justify allowing migrants in cheaply on any type of visa whilst Australians are struggling to look for jobs and put food on the table? Is the Australian government doing what's in the best interests of Australian citizens, or is there more to partner visas than that?
I think that's a very difficult question to answer, and that question is drawing an assumption that partner visas are easy to get and that people have been abusing them. Over the last couple of years, there's been a number of changes made to the way that partner visas are processed, and they are actually quite difficult to apply for, even if you're in a genuine relationship. So with respect to whether the government is doing enough, well, in terms of the strictness of the application, then that in and of itself should be a deterrent to stop people from applying when they don't qualify.
Rose, do you have anything else you wish to add?
I really would like to talk about the fee increase in light of the broader context. Now, we've seen over the last 18 months that the costs have quadrupled, yet at the same time, we've seen a reduction in service standards. So in 2010, and we're not even talking 4 years ago, 2010 is very recent history. If a couple had a partner visa application, which is what we call decision ready, it ticks all the boxes, they've provided all the right evidence, then that applicant could go into their nearest Department of Immigration, and if the application was decision ready, then they could approve the visa on the spot. Now, since 2010, we've seen a reduction in service standards, with the department now taking up to 24 months to approve a partner visa. I mean, the average processing time is about 12 to 15 months, which, as you can appreciate, for couples waiting for that visa to approve, it can be very, it can have impacts on their psychological and mental well-being. It can be very financially difficult for couples, particularly when they're trying to maintain a long-distance relationship from separate countries. So it's a very interesting business model where the Department of Immigration can increase their service charges exponentially while at the same time providing a lower standard of service. If you were to apply that to any other area of government service where Australian citizens or permanent residents were being affected, there's absolutely no way that they would get away with doing it. Yet in this spectrum, people applying for a partner visa seem to be soft targets. There's absolutely nothing they can do about it, and they're forced to pay the fee regardless of whether the service that they're getting is good or whether the service they're getting is very poor. And I think it's a very unfair business model that the department is pursuing, and I think more action should be taken for them to justify their fee increase. If they're going to charge $6,500, then something I would like to see happening in the next 6 to 12 months is for those service standards to reduce. So whilst I can appreciate that each year we receive more applications, I'd like to see those service standards reduced from 12 to 15 months to something more along the lines of 3 to 6 months.
Now, before we go, you said that those applying for partner visas are soft targets. Is that due to a lack of awareness by Australians about the issues, or is it something else? Is it
just? It's about being a small target market. Most sponsors, so that's the Australian citizen, permanent resident, or eligible New Zealand citizen that's sponsoring their foreign partner to come to Australia through a partner visa, most of those persons will only make one application to sponsor their partner in their lifetime. So really, they're a relatively small pool. It's about 40,000 people. They have to pay this application cost whether they like it or not. From the government's perspective, that's great, because even if they're thoroughly unhappy with the price they have to pay and they're thoroughly unhappy with how long it's taking for the department to process these applications, there's not really much they can do about it. They could vote with their feet by choosing to vote out the current government, but the reality is that there are a small number of voters on a small issue, so it's not going to have a big effect in removing the current government and perhaps forcing a change in this area.